Welcome to Parc Gerry in Montreal, for the game between the New York Mets and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Del Unser. Batting second. The second baseman, Felix Milan. Batting third. The left fielder, Mike Vale. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dave Kingman. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Wayne Garrett. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Mike Phillips. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Stearns. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Stone. Pitching for the New York Mets, George Stone. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Pepe Manguel. Batting second. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Bailey. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jose Morales. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Pete Mackinnon. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Ellis Valentine. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Carruthers. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Don Carruthers. And now, play ball. Del Unser batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Unser hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Milan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Mike Vale batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Vale hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rusty Staub batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Pepe Manguel batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Manguel takes first base on ball 4. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There goes Manguel. The throw from Stearns and he is safe. Manguel steals second. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of 1-0. There's a wild pitch. Manguel moves to third. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Foley hits a fly ball into left field. Vale settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Bailey takes first base on ball 4. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Morales bunts towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. Manguel scores. Bailey moves to second. Two outs. It's 1-0, Expos. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Parrish hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vale throws the ball into Kingman who tags Parrish trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Bailey scores. It's 2-0, Expos. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Kingman hits a pop-up towards short. Foley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Garrett hits a fly ball into left field. Bailey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Phillips hits a pop-up towards third. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Pete Mackanin is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Mackanin hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Valentine hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Carruthers is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Carruthers hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Stearns hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Stone is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Stone bunts towards the mound. Carruthers fields it and throws to first for the out. Stearns moves to second. One out. Dell Unser is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Unser is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Unser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackanin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Stearns moves to third. Two outs. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Milan is 0-for-1 in the game. Milan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackanin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Manguel is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Manguel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Foley is 0-for-1 in the game. Foley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There goes Foley. The throw from Stearns and he is safe. Foley steals second. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Bailey is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bailey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vale throws the ball in to Garrett who relays the ball to Milan who tags Bailey trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Foley scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Expos. Jose Morales batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Morales is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Morales takes first base on ball 4. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Parrish is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Parrish hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Morales moves to second. Pete Mackanin is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Mackanin is 0-for-1 in the game. Mackanin hits a line drive to left field. Vale throws towards the plate. Stearns fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Stearns. Morales scores. Parrish moves to third. Mackanin moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Expos. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Valentine is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Vale is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bale hits a fly ball into left field. Bailey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. Staub hits a fly ball into center field. Manghul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Kingman is 0 for 1 in the game. Kingman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Scott pinch runs for Gary Carter. Don Carruthers is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Carruthers is 0 for 1 in the game. Carruthers bunts towards the mound. Stone fields it and throws to first for the out. Scott moves to second. One out. Pepe Manghul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Stone. Scott moves to third. Pepe Manghul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manghul is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Manghul hits a line drive into left field. Vail picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Vail. Scott scores. Manghul moves to second. It's 5-0, Expos. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Foley hits a line drive into left field. Vail settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Manghul. The throw from Stearns and he is safe. Manghul steals third. Bob Bailey batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Bailey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bailey takes first base on ball 4. Hank Webb now pitching. Mike Jorgensen pinch hits for Jose Morales. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jorgensen strikes out. Stearns drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Jorgensen out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen now playing first base. Barry Foote now catching. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Garrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Garrett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips takes first base on ball 4. Garrett moves to second. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Stearns is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Stearns hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Garrett moves to third. One out. John Milner pinch hits for Hank Webb. John Milner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Carruthers, and towards Foley, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Garrett scores. Phillips moves to second. Two outs. It's 5-1, Expos. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Unser is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Unser hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops it up and throws to first, with Carruthers covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Mets 1. The Expos will come to bat. Randy Tate now pitching. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Parrish hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mackinnon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Valentine is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tate fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Dwyer now playing left field. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Milan is 0-for-2 in the game. Milan hits a fly ball into center field. Manghul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Vale is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Vale strikes out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-2 in the game. Staub hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Valentine. Staub reaches second base with a double. Dave Kingman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Kingman is 0-for-2 in the game. Kingman hits a pop-up towards short. Foley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Mets 1. The Expos will come to bat. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Foote hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Carruthers is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Carruthers is 0-for-1 in the game. Carruthers hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pepe Manghul is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Manghul is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Manghul takes first base on ball 4. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Foley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Foley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Manghul moves to second. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Dwyer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Manghul scores. Foley moves to third. It's 6-1, Expos. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jorgensen is 0-for-1 in the game. Jorgensen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Garrett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Garrett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Phillips hits a line drive into left field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Foote settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Foote. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Stearns is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stearns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool pinch hits for Randy Tate. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Carruthers, and towards Foley, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Mets 1. The Expos will come to bat. Ken Sanders now pitching. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Parrish is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Parrish takes first base on ball 4. Pete Mackanin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Mackanin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mackanin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Milan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ellis Valentine batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Valentine is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Valentine hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Foote is 0 for 1 in the game. Foote hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kingman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Foote for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Del Unser batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Unser is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Unser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackanin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0 for 3 in the game. Milan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackanin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Unser moves to second. One out. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Vale is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Vale hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. Unser moves to third. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Staub is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Staub hits a fly ball into left field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Mets 1. The Expos will come to bat. Jack Hyndman now playing third base. Don Carruthers is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Carruthers is 0 for 2 in the game. Carruthers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Manguel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Manguel hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Foley hits a fly ball into left field. Vale settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kingman is 0 for 3 in the game. Kingman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jack Hyndman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Hyndman hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Mackanin catches it and throws to first to double up Kingman. 2 outs. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Phillips is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Phillips for the out. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 6, and New York Mets, 1. Goodbye from Park Jerry in Montreal.